For Illinois Edition, I'm Rachel Otwell.
Wondering which of the brothers to blame. And watching for pigs on the wing.
That song is by Pink Floyd. It's off their album Animals, which was inspired in part by George Orwell's political fable, Animal Farm. Both works explore societal structures like class. These works provide much fodder for a design firm based in Chicago called New World Design. Just like the concept of pigs in flight, they find Donald Trump serving as president to be an absurdity. They're planning a project that would put four huge balloon pigs in front of Trump's name on his tower on the Chicago River. I spoke with Jeffrey Roberts, one of the planners, to find out more.
This kind of all starts back with the construction of the Trump building. Skidmore, Merrill did a nice building there, and I think it contributes nicely to the city, and I think it works very well on the river. It does a lot of great things. When it went up, we were very surprised, designers, to see that the Trump logo wasn't on there in some bombastic way. And then in 2014, that happened. And of course, all the letters were added to the building in a grandiose style. It's been chided by the design community since. It's something that we joke about quite a lot in the office because it's two blocks from our office. We see it all the time. The thing that I think is unfortunate, whether it said Trump or Smith or Jones or whatever, it brands a very prominent location in the city. So many tourists and so many of us commute across the Michigan Avenue bridges and the Wabash bridges, State Street bridges every day. And it's that name that is so present in a very large scale in that prominent portion of the city. It's just inappropriate.
So obviously the election results had to change the way you thought about this.
There was a lot of frustration with that. The people in our office count themselves as independent voters, but were a little dismayed that it went the way it did. So we, as a kind of a point of therapy, we decided to charrette this design problem. How would we block that sign? It was impractical to do some kind of permanent gesture. One of the other principals in my office had recently come across the Pink Floyd album that floated the pig above the Battersea Power Station in London. And we start talking about that. That is a representation of something that could be deployed here. And then we talked about, okay, let's make it a balloon. And then we tried to build a design rationale around that. And that led to the notion of turning them gold, which is Mr. Trump's fondness for gold interiors and something he's referenced as comfortable modernism. We chose four pigs because there would be one for each year that we will endure the presidency. They're flying and facing eastward toward Washington. There's a response to the Miss Piggy comments from the election phase of leadership. So we were really trying to build something that had a lot of meaning, all kind of built around the Orwellian notion of Animal Farm. The album, Animals album by Pink Floyd in 1977, was an interpretation of Animal Farm and in response to socioeconomic and political problems in Great Britain at the time. We reread the book and decided it really applies heavily to where we are politically in this country right now and thought that would be a good core representation.
So it sounds like the building mixed with the election resulted in this firm deciding to try hand at being sort of installation artists. Is that right?
Yeah. No, we count ourselves as designers in our office. So whether, you know, we're handling a product design or architecture or anything, we feel that we have a capacity to design a broad range of things very competently. So we saw this as almost a job we had. And we try to find a solution that would block the sign, you know, at least temporarily, and would have representative artistic meaning to it. And that's what we did. You know, one of the things that comes out of this is we feel that this project, this installation is very, very rational. And that is certainly in direct contrast to so much that has happened through the campaign and the current leadership.
And so logistics here, how do you get four massive pigs to float?
There is a lot of logistics, and we initially released this idea at the end of last year and kind of went quiet on it for a few months while we actually did the engineering and the design aspects for implementation, seeking out vendors, looking at the logistics with them and their materials and their requirements and whatnot. So what this boils down to is the way we would deploy it would be off of a barge. We would do it just as a single day art installation. So the barge would come in early in the morning, you know, before the sun comes up, and be positioned. We would inflate the balloons. We would use a rigging system to hoist them all up at an even level. There's a very intricate triangulation system set on the tethering. Other engineers have designed such that it keeps them very buoyant, very stable, and in this, you know, this canyon of buildings, such that it's safe to do so even with, you know, some light to moderate winds. At some point in the day, right now what we're saying, no later than mid-afternoon, these things would be pulled back down and they would be anchored to the boat and then taken south of the city where we could deflate them.
And talk about cost. I know there's been some fundraising.
Yeah, we've got a budget for this, and we know what the components cost. The balloons are being fabricated by the copyright holder's facility in Oxfordshire, England, so we'll have them fabricated there and then shipped to the U.S. We know the tethering cost, the barge rental cost. There's just a whole range of fees associated or costs associated with this. That comes up to about, say, $100,000 to $125,000, $150,000. There's some variations on that that will come into play with the way we ultimately have to implement it, you know, via the kind of site configurations. But we've been fundraising primarily on our website. We've generated a project website, flyingpigsonparade.org. And also, we have a small representation on GoFundMe. We put two sources up so that people would have options they were comfortable with. The majority of all funding is coming through our website right now. We did get some dialogue back, feedback from folks over the last couple of days. On the GoFundMe site, we specified $250,000, which is a lot of money, and we agree with that. We know that's a lot of money. But we had to put a figure in there. One of the wild cards that we can't pin down at this point, because it's part of the work that we're doing with the city, is we don't know what our security cost is going to be, what we're going to actually have to reimburse the city for. We don't want the city left holding the bag for a big expense on this. We want everybody to be able to work together. So we're trying to sort that out. So we put a large number there so that we could cover that. We've been quite upfront about saying that if the project doesn't go forward for whatever reason, or if we don't achieve funding, or, you know, whatever the reason that it might stop, all the donated funds will get transferred to a specified group of charities that are designated on our website.
This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell. I've been speaking with Jeffrey Roberts of New World Design in Chicago. And I got to say, when I heard about this months ago, at the time it felt like an impossibility, I guess. So
right.
It's interesting to be having a serious conversation about it now. What do you hope this could lead to as far as conversations and issues people address? I've read that you don't necessarily consider yourselves to be activists. Is that right?
No, we aren't. We're responding to kind of a social absurdity, and it's a political absurdity. We're not arguing for the Democrats or the Republicans, but when you see something this obscure, we're using our design skills to respond to it in a realizable way, an artistic way. The response that we got from the initial release was mostly about people saying, you know what, you know, this seems like something that really represents our community. That's one of the things that we feel it comes from this, and that it is something that it has brought that community or reinforced that community that believes in a more inclusive and rational world that we should be living in.
If you didn't care, what happened to me? And I didn't care, but you, we would zigzag away through the bottom of pain, occasionally glancing up through the rain. wondering which of the brothers to blame. And watching for pigs on the wing.